Welcome to the deep dive. Let's just jump right in. Ever feel like you're shouting into the void, like in this incredibly noisy world? Does your own point of view even, register?
Oh, absolutely. That feeling is so common. You wonder if your voice just gets lost. But what if that unique thing about you, the thing you're maybe unsure of, is actually your greatest strength?
Exactly. And that's really the heart of what we're exploring today. We're pulling ideas from Your Voice Matters, Finding Your Authentic Message. The goal really is to unpack how you can find your specific voice and use it in a way that actually connects with people. So maybe first, what does authentic message even mean? Is it just being honest?
It's more than just honesty, though. That's part of it. It's really about expressing who you fundamentally are, your core beliefs, your values. It's less about imitation, trying to sound like someone else, and more of an inward journey. The source material talks about like peeling back layers.
Layers of what exactly?
Yeah, expectations, societal pressures, maybe beliefs you picked up along the way that aren't truly yours. Getting down to you.
Okay, peeling back layers.
Yeah.
That sounds significant, a bit daunting maybe. How do you even start that process? Where's the starting point?
Well, the source suggests a few guideposts. First off, just making space to tune inward.
Tune inward.
Yeah, like journaling, meditation, even just, quiet reflection, giving yourself a chance to actually hear your own thoughts without all the external noise.
It makes sense. Finding a quiet spot in the chaos. Okay, what else helps?
Identifying your core values is a big one. What principles are truly non-negotiable for you? What guides your decisions?
Okay, so knowing what you stand for.
Precisely. Because when your message aligns with those core values, it rings true. It has
Yeah.
conviction. It's your foundation.
Got it. Your fundamental why.
Exactly. And then there's embracing your own story, your journey, the ups and downs, the challenges, the wins. That's all part of it.
The stuff that makes you, you.
Right. Sharing that authentically is how you build real connections. People relate to real experiences, not just polished perfection.
That's the relatability factor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so values, story. What about the actual perspective? My unique angle.
Yeah, recognizing that your perspective is unique. Seriously. No one else sees the world through your exact lens, connects the dots the way you do. That's not a bug, it's a feature.
Huh. So my specific viewpoint isn't just noise, it's actually an asset.
It absolutely can be, especially now with so much information out there. A distinct viewpoint really stands out. Then don't be afraid to experiment.
Experiment how?
Try different ways to express yourself, writing, speaking, maybe visual stuff, whatever. Pay attention to what feels right, what energizes you versus what drains you.
So it's okay if it takes a few tries to find the right fit.
Totally, it's part of the process. And one more thing, listen to feedback, but do it wisely. Yeah, be open to constructive thoughts on how you're communicating, clarity, delivery, that kind of thing. But filter out feedback that asks you to fundamentally change who you are or what you believe. Stay true to that core.
Okay, so it's not a one-time thing. Finding your voice is ongoing.
Exactly. It evolves as you grow and learn. The key is just staying connected to yourself and expressing honestly.
So bringing it all together,
Yeah.
why is this so important? Why put in the work to find and use this authentic message?
Well, the power lies in connection. Authentic communication naturally attracts people who resonate with your actual message, your real self. It builds, stronger bonds.
Like finding your actual tribe, not just an audience.
Right. And it fosters a deeper sense of purpose in your communication. You're not just talking, you're potentially inspiring, educating, connecting on a meaningful level, creating real change, maybe. Your genuine voice cuts through the noise.
That really lands. Okay, so here's something to think about as you're listening. How might consciously connecting with your core values right now shift how you communicate, even just a little bit? What's one small step you could take today to tune inward?
And look, if you want to dive deeper into this for yourself, finding personalized guidance and strategies to really clarify your message, build that confidence, and connect, the Eido's Edge offers support like that.
Definitely worth exploring. Ultimately, remember, your unique voice isn't just noise, it matters. It has real potential to connect and make an impact. Thanks for joining our deep dive today.